And the chair will call for proponents of House Bill 1002. Proponents of House Bill 1002.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Hamm.
If I get a microphone, can I do it from here, or would you do it from across?
You certainly may do it from where you, wherever you would like to, because we like each other's votes, don't we?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Thank you. House Bill 1002 is a waive of doctor-patient privileges. This came out of the Interim Study Committee, and what this bill does is if your medical condition is at issue in a civil lawsuit, the law requires that the absolute full disclosure of your entire medical file to the opposing party before there has ever been a ruling by the judge as of the relevance of any such private and confidential information. The bottom line is the opposing side gets to see all of your medical information before a judge ever has the chance to protect your privacy. It was discussed a lot, and it doesn't seem fair that if the information isn't relevant, that it's made public. What this bill does is provide the privacy of every South Dakotan. It changes current law by requiring not in every instance, but solely in civil cases and upon the objection of the patient or by the holder of the medical records that a judge conduct an in-camera review of the objectionable medical information before the opposing party sees any of it in order to determine whether or not such privileged information is even relevant to the lawsuit and should be disclosed to the opposing party at all. Mr. Chairman, I think that this is an important consumer protection bill, and I would recommend that we do pass House Bill 1002.
The chair will take further proponents of 1002. Further proponents? Are there any opponents to 1002? Any opponents? Seeing none, the chair will entertain a motion on House Bill 1002.
Mr. Chairman, I move that House Bill 1002 go to the floor with a due pass.
Senator Hamm moves 1002 go out, due pass, seconded by Senator McIntyre. Discussion on the motion.
Just so we have something for the record.
Senator McIntyre.
The lack of opponents would indicate, and the clarity with Senator Hamm's description of this would indicate that it seems like something that's overdue. I would reiterate my second. I think that sounds plausible, sounds very sensible, much more so than many times we get.
Thank you, Senator McIntyre. Further discussion on the due pass motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the Hamm motion due pass on 1002 will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Aye.
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Davis?
Aye.
Duffy?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye. Senate Bill 1002 goes to the floor, due pass.
Would I be brave enough to...
I wouldn't, Senator Hamm. You did such a great job, and it's such a good bill. I think you should have an opportunity to talk a little bit about it anyway.
I appreciate that opportunity.
No matter how long our calendars get. House Bill